When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
In theory, churches are supposed to be a place of comfort, peace, serenity. You know, it's supposed to be a good place. It's supposed to be, you know. Now, is that how everyone feels? Is that how it's worked out for everyone out there? No, not at all. There's plenty of churches that hold a lot of negativity. Dark spirits, dark energy. And not necessarily just because it's a church, but because sometimes churches have been used for nefarious activity, preying on the innocent when they are coming there for that sort of peace. It makes me wonder when you hear about a haunted church if at some point in its lifetime, a human being was one of those dark individuals who practiced horrible things on its unsuspecting members. And is that why sometimes churches have a very foreboding and dark feeling to them? If you've ever been in one where you get that feeling, you know what I'm talking about. I've been in plenty where they feel very comfortable, very nice. No matter what you subscribe to, religion-wise or spiritual-wise, there's plenty that you feel good about. And then sometimes you walk into some and it's just like, what has happened here? In our next story, we hear about a young person back from college looking to do some work over the summer. Takes a job in the community, helping with a local church that's low on budget, but really does need, you know, work around it. They're big buildings. They need to be tended to. Once they get in there, they discover that they are not alone. Take a listen. I do not really know where to start. I'm not going to give you many details about who I am. For communication purposes, you can call me D, and I'm completely of sound mind. I'm a skeptic by nature, and I tend to demand scientific proof for nearly anything I encounter. Despite this, I've managed to garner a strong Christian faith and an understanding that some things are simply beyond my knowledge. I'm 21 years of age as of the time of writing this, not including those of you who will hear this. I've told stories on this show before, and I intend to share more, but I feel the need to talk about what happened and share with others what happened to me in this specific case right now. I'm writing this for you to get an idea of who I am and that I am not some young person seeking attention or someone looking to become famous off of my experiences. I simply want others who may have dealt with similar experiences to hear what I have to say. My father has a history of being sensitive to things I refer to as otherworldly. Until recently, I always took his stories with a grain of salt. I had never really had a supernatural experience regarding any ungodly spirit or form. That all changed not too long ago. It all started in the summer of 2010. I took a summer off from my college work and tend to my father, who was going through cancer treatments. I also took a contract through a local group that paid young adults to work in their communities. My official work hours were 8 hours a day. However, I worked at a church tending to grounds and sometimes stayed an hour or two after work to make sure everything was for the services ready. I worked completely alone in the building, and that is how I liked it. Because the church was low on cash, the building's AC was kept off and it almost always reached a temperature of around 100 degrees daily. So basically t-shirts and shorts weather. The heat did a fairly good job of sapping my energy, but I'll get back to that here shortly. Like I said earlier, I liked working alone. The building was nice and quiet and I could work without interruption. My boss had me lock the doors behind me when I went to work every day so I would not have to worry about any of the neighborhood thugs breaking in while I was there by myself. This left me locked up all alone in a large building with no other people around, but at the time I did not mind. That all changed very quickly though. After getting into the swing of things, sometimes my work schedule was very unbalanced and left me with a lot of free time on certain days of the week. My boss told me it was okay if I just found a pew to nap on while I waited for my 8 hours to be up. After working in the heat for about 5 to 6 hours, it drains one's energy quickly, so I was happy to take my boss up on this offer. After all, it was essentially paid nap time. After my first week of work, I had my first experience. I'd already cleaned the church classrooms and done my assigned cleaning for the day, so I looked for a comfortable pew to rest on. I settled on one in the hallway, and I was asleep in no time. I woke up because I heard a noise coming from the classroom on the far end of the hall from me. That's when I noticed that no matter how hard I tried, I could not move my arms or legs. I dealt with sleep paralysis before, but this was different. I could not move my head and my eyes and even my mouth, but my other limbs were completely petrified. Still hearing the noise, I tried the hardest to move, but to no avail. I eventually passed out after an intense struggle and an attempt to scream for help. Who was going to help me was beyond me. I woke up shivering and sore. It was odd to feel chilled in a room that must have surely been at least 100 degrees. My skin was cold to the touch and my throat hurt. I imagine it was from my attempts to scream. I brushed it off as a nightmare and went home shortly thereafter. A few days later, I sat down for a moment to send a message on my phone. Before I could reach into my pocket, I felt lightheaded, like someone had struck me in the front of my head. Involuntarily, I leaned over on the pew and passed out. While I was passed out, I had horrible nightmares about not being alone in the church and being stalked by some shadowy figure. I woke up to once again find that I could not move. I once again struggled for a good while to move, but to no avail. I awoke to find it was getting close to time to close for the day. I still needed a vacuum a few classrooms before I could go home. I quickly cleaned up, put my vacuum away in the custodian closet, got my keys out, and locked up and left. And that's what had happened. I heard hinges swinging and turned to see the same classroom's door I had mentioned before swinging shut. I knew then I was not alone in the church. Not wanting to simply let someone rob the church, I drew my work knife and prepared to chase whomever it was out of the church. I crept up on the door and quickly opened it, ready for a fight, only to find that the room was completely empty. I laughed to myself about how I got so worked up over nothing and turned the light off and got ready to leave. As I reached the middle point of the hallway, I heard something that sent chills down my spine. The door was swinging shut after having opened. I backed away slowly while facing the door until I heard footsteps running towards me. I ran faster than I've ever ran before to the exit and slammed it shut. I locked up and left as fast as I could. I did not know what had happened to me, but I decided it would be best if I kept it to myself. Looking back, I wish I had not. I returned to work against my better judgment and continued my daily task for a few weeks without incident. My last week of work, it happened again, though. I sat down only to feel that feeling again. A, that I was not alone, and B, that someone was groping around inside my skull and making me feel tired. I passed out, and in no time I awoke, unable to move. I felt chilled beyond belief, not just because I felt externally cold, but in the distance, coming from that same classroom, I could see the outline of what looked to be a very tall, human-like figure moving in the shadows. I tried my best to move, to run, but to no avail. I passed out terrified, because I knew that I was not alone. When I woke up, I locked up and left as soon as I could reach the exit. I told my boss I was not feeling well. I got the rest of the day off. Returning home, I felt like I was going crazy. I did some research and learned that sleep paralysis could make one hallucinate to some extent. Being ever the skeptic, I rationalized my experiences with this. It had to be sleep paralysis. It just had to be. I could not accept that something was stalking me. I finished off my last scheduled day of work and never went into that building alone again for an exceptionally long time. The story is far from over, though. I went on with my life, and a few months later, I had purged my experiences in the church from my memory for the most part. It was getting to be winter about that time. It was October when things really started to escalate. I went to sleep one night in my room, only to wake up to the sounds of the glass on my window making a thump sound. I figured it was just the cat screwing around on the pedestal outside and went back to sleep. I woke up a second time because I could hear the dogs outside going nuts about something. I shone a flashlight outside and checked thoroughly, but I could not find any trace of whatever made the dogs bark. As I had done before, I simply reasoned that it was just the cat or something. The next day, I removed the pedestal from next to the window so the cat could not get up there and checked around in the dirt for footprints. I'm an experienced hunter and tracker. I found absolutely nothing. This went on for a few weeks. I would continually wake up to the sounds of tapping at my window and the dogs barking or growling. I'd get nervous and check it out, only to find nothing. As always, I continued to dismiss it. I learned soon that something, and sometimes ignoring these things only, serves to really piss them off. I started spending more time in dorms of the school I attend. I had my own room, and being as I was having trouble sleeping back home, I just stayed there most nights. This is when things really got bad. I had left on a school trip out of state. By now, I was sleeping well, and the tapping on my window was at the very back of my mind. The trip went well, and I got back around 1:45 a.m. I went back to my room to find my roommate. Still was not back, and that the dorm was virtually deserted. I climbed into the top bunk of my bed, my bunk, of course, and settled in for the night. I woke up while it was still dark outside because I heard our front door open. Figured it was just one of my dorm mates coming back from a party or something. I went back to sleep. That's when I heard my door start to open. I had shut it earlier, but the locks on my door did not always engage correctly. I watched the door open, expecting my roommate to be there. However, it was not my roommate. In the small amount of light peering in through my window, I witnessed what I can only call a walking nightmare. It was completely blacked out, like a blurry, dark shadow. I saw this large shadow duck under the doorway and enter my room. My eyes widened with fear, and I blinked. No sooner did my eyes open, and he was standing next to my bed. Even on the top bunk, He towered over me. I'm guessing that he was at least 8 to 9 feet tall. The scariest thing about him was that he had no face. His face was like a deeper section of a shadow. I could not make out any distinguishing features. He stared at me for a second before I realized that I could still move. I shifted my body and swung my left arm towards him as hard as I could. My arm did not reach him. I don't know how to describe it, but my arm fell flat and numb against the bed. I tried to get up, but he raised his arms and conformed himself into a T shape. No sooner had I realized the feeling was gone out of most of my body, I had been rendered paralyzed. His arms seemed to grow and stretch, and he seemed to get a little taller as he stared down at me. He stretched out his arms in a motion that made me feel like he was going to hug me. I closed my eyes and asked God to make him go away. I woke up to find that his arms were lowered and it was not doing anything. The last thing I remember of him was him putting his left arm on my forehead and giving me a gentle tap on the head. The tap evidently made me pass out. I woke up the next morning still frightened. At first, I thought it may have been a dream. That's when I noticed that the edges of the blanket had been tucked in around me very tightly, and that my door was standing wide open. After doing some research on my own, I now realize that what visited me was a physical manifestation of a demon. Being a Christian, I am impervious to possession. I think the next best thing it thought it could do would be to either A, kill me, or B, scare me so bad it caused me to falter in my life. Why it reached its arms out like it was going to hug me is beyond me. The same regarding why it tucked me in and took its time to leave. I know it had to obey my plea to God to leave, but it did not leave in a hurry. I suspect that it had other motivations than just to hurt me. I went home frightened about what had happened to me. I realized one thing, though. In the form he was in, he had to use the physical things of his world. He had to enter in through unlocked doors or windows. And the only way he could get at me was if I left the door open for him. I waited a few nights until my courage was sufficient for me to attempt something different than cowering and begging. I slept out on the couch of my house that night. I locked up every door in the house except for the front door nearest to me. Before bed, I had told my parents to stay in their rooms no matter what they heard. That night, I stayed awake, waiting for him to enter my house. I checked my clock as it neared 3 a.m. That's when I realized that he was in the room with me. Sticking to the shadows, he again moved close to me. Closing my eyes, and this time praying aloud, I commanded him to leave my home in Jesus' name and to never come near me or any of my loved ones ever again. Or I would do everything I could to see that he was sent to the deepest parts of hell from where he came. When I opened my eyes, he was gone, and I slept peacefully. If you've made it this far, you've probably figured out that my story is not quite over yet. I'd like to explain what is still going on to this day, and still going on as I write this. I cast the first demon away. I called him the Tall Man because of this immense size that he had. He was terrifying, no doubt about it, but he is not the only demon I've encountered. I realize now that what I encountered in the church was an entirely different demon that is not so easy to get rid of. Near the end of this last December, I started to suffer incredibly lucid night terrors. I'd wake up screaming and scaring anyone within earshot to death. I realized that I was continually waking up a little after 3 a.m., I'm no stranger to the fact that ungodly things such as demons seem to be more active during those hours. At first, I thought it was just my internal clock doing it. The dreams continued to get continually worse, normally ending with a more human life shadow cornering and killing me. About this time, I started hearing tapping on my window again. This is not subtle tapping like before, though. This is so audible that there's no doubt that something is there tapping the glass. It's not just tapping, though. I hear the tapping just as the door handles to my room jingle and the room drops in temperature. There's absolutely no sleep paralysis now. Ever since the incident with the Tall Man, I've not experienced that anymore. The dogs barked for a while, but after some odd growling, not from the dogs, they started hiding out in their houses. The last time this happened was particularly frightening. I'd woken up at about 3 a.m. from a nightmare. Once again, I was jarred awake by the sound of tapping on my window. This was different than the other times, though. The tapping was making a rhythm. It was three taps, followed by two taps, followed by three taps. I noticed that the area of the room surrounding my bed was lighter than any bed in itself. I realized that there was something shadowy hovering over my bed. I darted out of the room and sat in my parents' room and watched them sleep until the sun came up before I slept on the couch. I do not know how to explain it, but this demon is different than the other one. The tall man was bad, but even he seemed to lack the brutality of this one. The demon is still not physical and is not completely in our world yet. I hate to admit it, but I greatly fear that this one will be like if he never makes himself physically appear to me. I want to send this one away like the first. I really do. But every time he shows up, I just get so overwhelmed with fear that I forget to pray to God. I'm wondering what I would ask and what would happen if I would simply pray to God. I wonder what would happen if I ask you to simply pray for me. Pray that God watch over me and give me the strength I need to face this thing and send it back to hell where it belongs.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.